Today I'm going to talk about how can cotton gin help in cotton improvement. What is a cotton gin? A cotton gin is an online genetics, and breeding database. It's publicly available. Here is showing the major component of data in cotton gin, and this slide shows the tools implemented into cotton gin. So my question, or maybe also your question, is how can we use this data and the tools in help in cotton improvement? I'm going to using an example to show. For example, FOV4 threatens cotton production. So we have these objectives. Objective one is we want to develop FOV4 resistant breeding lines. And we also want to evaluate FOV4 resistant of current cultivars. And objective three, we want to find FOV4 resistant genes. So how cotton gin help? For objective one, cotton gin can help to find the candidate parents. So find the germplasm that is resistant to FOV4. For objective two, cotton gin can help to find molecular markers that are associated with FOV4 resistance. And for objective three, we can use cotton gins, markers, genes, genome sequences to help. And next, I'm going to show details of those examples, how to find those the candidate germplasm, or how to find those markers associated with our interested traits. Here I'm going to show how to use germplasm to help. We can use germplasm search by giving a keyword in the germplasm description. To do so, we go to cotton gin navigation bar under search, and through the drop-down list, we select search germplasm, and then we put in the keyword fusarium wilt in the keyword box, and then we search. Below is showing the search result. It's returned to 155 germplasm. They have information associated with fusarium wilt information. And I want to tell it's always every cotton gin search in the search result above the upper right corner. And that word table, you click on that, you can save the search result, which shows the table lower parts, you can save that result onto your own computer. And next thing, another way is to find the candidate gene, candidate germplasm. It's through the search cotton gin trait. Those germplasm, they have trait scores associated with fusarium wilt. To do so, we want to know what kind of trait descriptor is about FOV4. So we want to briefly get familiar the trait descriptor symbols in cotton gin and what's the definition, what are the means or numbers meaning. So to do that, we want to go through the search trait descriptors. Again, we come back to the cotton gin navigation bar through the drop-down list. We select search trait descriptors, and we also put in the keyword fusarium wilt. And then the search result returns to seven records. That means the seven trait descriptors is about fusarium wilt. Through the table, we see the descriptor, under the column descriptor. That's the descriptor name used in cotton gin. And on the right, the last column, it gives the definition of that descriptor. and click on the descriptor, and we may, you may know more information about that. For example, for this one, it's FOV4FS0-5. What's that mean? Through the definition of this descriptor, we know that it's about FOV4 foliar disease severity, and number 0 means no symptom, no disease symptom, and number 5 is means plant death. So we know what the severity, that the higher number means more severe of the disease symptom. Also, it shows germplasm, how many number of germplasm by different environment they have this trait score. So now we go to the trait evaluation search to find which germplasm they have this trait score and how their trait score look like. Now we go to, again, we go to the navigation bar search and go to search trait evaluation. Here the interface shows we can select up to 3 different trait descriptors at the same time. My last example, we learned that it's FOV4 related trait descriptor. It starts from FOV4. So we from each trait, the drop down list, where is the drop down list. You click here, you will get a list of all the trait descriptors. And from there, we select the FOV4 related trait descriptor. And after you selected this descriptor, Cotton Gene will automatically give you the minimum and the maximum value. That's all about this trait score, the minimum and maximum value. Same thing for the next and the second and the third one. And remember that we want to find the germplasm. It's Fusarium wilt resistant. So we want, and also we learned in our last example, we know that this means symptom severity, and 0 means no symptom. And the first one is about plant survival. Definitely we want to that number close to 100%. So you can narrow down, you can change those region and to find your interested germplasm. So this is after change the minimum value until set 95 to 100. And for next two, that's symptom severity, I want to the number close to 0. And after that, you click search, and in this example is returned to 95 records. It's showing the germplasm. It has the trait descriptor, the trait scores fit in your selection, and also in the result table you can see the 3 trait descriptors you search, and it's a test environment, which environment they get this score. Also, you can click on the table, download all information of the result. Click on any of the germplasm, because this search result only shows 3 trait scores. You may interested to know other, what about the fiber quality, for example. So you can click on the germplasm name, and it's going to the germplasm page that will provide you more information, like a description about this germplasm, the pedigree, and where the germplasm comes from. And the more important, there is through the left panel list, the list phenotypic data. Click on that, you will get all phenotypic data of this germplasm. And this specific germplasm in this example shows nearly 250 trait scores. And there's a long table, long list. Again, you can click on the table here and download the whole thing onto your computer. So if you go, I move down to this list, you will see some of the trade scores include the three I selected in the search. Next, I'm going to show how to find a marker or genes that are related, maybe close to the interest in the Fusarium wilt resistant. So to do so, we're using marker search in cotton gin, and we want to search any marker that's nearby or interested in QTL. So again, we go to a navigation bar and search and select search markers. And here, and then we got several tabs on top, six different tabs. Make sure you select the nearby QTL, which means we want to find markers nearby QTL I'm interested. And I gave the QTL label that's for Fusarium wilt resistant. We use a star indicator on any map, just the QTL symbol as QFWR, and I give the the distance of the region, it's how far, how close that marker nearby those QTL, and we click. In this example, I got a 22 records, and the column nearby is shows marker names, and also you can see the QTL, and also on which map is somehow. But more important is we got a marker list here, and you can download the table and save it. So we got an old marker list. Those markers is nearby the QTL we are interested, which means Fusarium wilt resistant. And I save that marker list into a text format. Yeah, well, I'm going to use that list in my next search, which means I search on marker position on genome, because that marker nearby is from genetic map. They may have other map in the region or genes in region on the genome. So it's not presented in genetic map. So genome sequence will help. To do so, we go back to a marker search. Now this time we select the tab marker search, first tab. And then we can upload the file for the marker list we just get from my last example. I showed that, and I upload there, and then you can, through the genome, you can select the genome. I want to see this marker location position on the genome. Here I use the example as the 81 JGI version, and then you search. And we got over 600 marker positions. Those markers, remember, those markers is nearby the QTL Fusarium wilt resistant. The first column is shows marker name. First column shows marker name, and the last, the important thing is the last name location, which means the location on the genome. The genome I just selected. So for example, the first one, remember this name, and I click on the location, and it's the cotton gin will show the JBrowse on that genome, and this is the marker showing on my last screen. And from here, we can see this region, there are some other markers and also genes located in this region. So I'm just give a very brief and basic search how cotton gin can help. And everyone, because it's online, publicly available database, so everyone is welcome to go to the cotton gin's website. You can play around yourself, And if anytime if you have you want to know more, and I will be very happy to help you. So you can send us the information through contact us here, which if you send information there, and I will know. And at last, I want to thank the Cotton Incorporated, the USDA, and the other industrials and government and academic for their support, funding support to Cotton Gene. And at last but not least, I want to thank to you all for your attention. Now I'm ready to answer your question, if I have time.